Warning, this product may contain chemicals known to the state of California to cause cancer, birth defects, or other reproductive harm. You guys, have you ever read this or seen this on a food label, or maybe not even a food label, and it freaked you out? This is the Prop 65 warning for California residents. So in today's bite of knowledge, I'm going to debunk and explain exactly what this warning means. You guys are listening to the Digest This podcast, and I'm your host, Bethany Cameron. Okay, you guys, I'm sure you all have heard everyone talking about Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic, and you're probably wondering if it really does work. Well, I've been taking it for almost 2 years now, and from my personal experience, I can certainly feel a difference in my body. For me, it's all about gut health, which is truly where our immune system and any underlying issue stems from. So it's really important to care for your gut and give it what it needs to fight off the bad and feed the good. Seed's capsule within a capsule design means there's actually a capsule inside of another one. One capsule is full of probiotics and the other is full of the prebiotics. Each one releases at different times to help your gut thrive at its best. And when our gut is working at an optimal state, not only can we digest food, but we can actually absorb the food we are consuming. I mean, it doesn't make any sense for us to spend our hard-earned dollars on quality food and nutrition if we aren't even absorbing the nutrition we take in. So if you're looking for a pre and probiotic all-in-one, or perhaps the one you're currently taking just isn't doing it for you, I suggest trying Seed. Trust your gut with Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/digest and use code 25digest to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/digest. Use code 25digest. This is quite interesting and a little heartbreaking, but approximately 92% of Americans are nutrient deficient and nearly 50% are deficient in vitamin B12 specifically, which can lead to issues like anemia, vascular disease, stroke, autoimmune conditions, fatigue, and dementia. B12 is the only vitamin that we cannot get from plants or sunlight. It is the only vitamin found in animal products. And the richest source of natural B12 on the planet is grass-fed beef liver. In fact, severe B12 deficiency used to be fatal until scientists figured out death could be prevented by feeding patients raw liver. Now, I'm not going to eat raw liver, and I'm sure you aren't either, but I am a huge fan of consuming meat organs. However, I know most have a difficult time with either the taste of them or just simply digesting them. But organ meats such as liver, heart, kidneys, and spleen are some of the most nutrient-dense foods in the world. I would hate for myself or anyone to go without them in their diet. That's why I personally opt for Equip Foods grass-fed beef organ capsules. It's a blend of grass-fed heart, kidney, and spleen that's dehydrated and put into a capsule form to easily be consumed with any meal or a glass of water. Just 3 ingredients and no fillers, no flow agents, and no additional ingredients are added. No antibiotics, steroids, or hormones. They're also gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and gently freeze-dried to preserve the nutrients, making them bioavailable for easy digestion and absorption. They're easy to swallow with no flavor or aftertaste. Equip Foods has liver capsules as well. So if you're particularly interested in upping your iron, grass-fed organs are the best option there is. They're rich in vitamin A, vitamin B12, coenzyme Q10, heme iron, and selenium. These nutrients provide a multiple of benefits for immunity and vitality. If you're not sure about them, Equip Foods has a 30-day 100% money-back guarantee. So if you aren't thrilled with your order, just let them know and they'll refund you without any questions asked. You really have nothing to lose and all the health to gain. If you go to equipfoods.com/digest and use code DIGEST, you will get 20% off your order. Again, go to equipfoods.com/digest and use code DIGEST for 20% off. That's equipfoods.com/digest and use code DIGEST. All right, you guys, I cannot tell you how many times I get asked on my Instagram, what the heck does Prop 65 mean? Why are all of these warnings on my food? I mean, I've had people tell me they've seen it on their goji berries, like, and the ingredient was just goji berries. Like, they just bought a bag of goji berries and they're like, why do I have this lead warning on my goji berries? So all that to say is it is literally on everything. And why is that? And so I'm going to talk about it, what it really means. I'm going to debunk a few things. And so anyways, so let's just get right into it. So in 1986, California passed Proposition 65, which is, quote, it's the Safe Drinking Water and Toxic Environment Act, basically. The law was created to protect citizens from high levels of chemicals existing in certain consumer products. This law, it began with good intentions of protecting the public. Originally, it had 30 chemicals that were pinpointed. However, now it contains over 800. So it started with 30. Now it has over 800. That's quickly made a way for profit law firms to exploit small businesses and make some cash. Many natural food companies have found themselves in high stakes lawsuits from Proposition 65. And why is that? So this warning label is actually required for any products being sold in California containing certain amounts of heavy metals. Note, it's only for California, and the entire rest of the nation is not concerned, or shall I say, money hungry. So, is lead really in my food? A lot of people are still asking that. So, what triggered this California Proposition 65 labeling requirement are lead and cadmium. These are both naturally occurring minerals present in soil around the globe, right? So, and as such, it can be absorbed by plants grown in soil that contain it, which is basically all soil. The standards for lead and cadmium levels by Proposition 65 are specific to the state of California and are way more strict than what the World Health Organization, Canada, and the USP, EU, and the Food and Drug Administration, it's all more strict than those. So keep that in mind, you guys. I mean, honestly, this law or this warning just continues to aggravate me because it's gone way, way overboard. Now, some common foods I want to point out, common foods with traces of these naturally occurring minerals include vegetables, fruits, grains, nuts, and seeds, and even meat, seafood, and dairy, but far less than plants since animals eat the plants growing in the soil containing these minerals, and it kind of acts as a filter. Now, how much lead is actually allowed safe per the FDA standards? I'm going to go over that right now. So 12.5 mcg per day is allowed for adults and 3 mcg per day for children. Now, the FDA conducted a study to determine the amount of lead in typical foods and establish safe levels. Now, this is what others have found as well, still being backed by other studies. Now, and I quote this, fresh collard greens can contain up to 30 mcg of lead. That's 50 times higher than Proposition 65 stipulates. That's fresh collard greens, you guys. Dry roasted mixed nuts can contain up to 20 mcg of lead. Brussels sprouts can contain up to 15. Sweet potatoes can contain up to 16. And spinach can contain up to 15. So those are just a few examples of just fruits and vegetables that we are just consuming, right? Because they grow in the soil that contains these naturally occurring minerals. So I am not the only one out there stating that Proposition 65 has gone a bit too far and is really just a California, quote, law to make money. Again, why aren't other states jumping on this bandwagon, right? I guess if they were smart, they'd want to cash in on this sly proposition too, right? So basically, packaged foods and supplements are required by law to have this warning statement on their packaging if they don't want to risk getting sued if by chance a third party decides to test a batch of their products and happens to find the levels that are above the limit, even if it's just one mcg above. And each batch of product is different because guess what? Natural products are all different. Natural products, if it's not necessarily manufactured, right, you'll never see the same sweet potato again. So each sweet potato, for example, will have variations of lead mineral levels and every other thing that comes from the soil. Hemp protein, pea protein, seeds, nuts, cacao, greens, fruit, etc. I'm not saying we shouldn't be aware of lead in our food. All I am saying is to not be scared of this, quote, warning you will be seeing more often on natural food products. Now, I want to also point out that a lot of it is on natural food products. You're never going to see this warning on a chemical-derived food product or, you know, fake food. You're not going to see this on a Pop-Tart package because it's not, they don't contain natural ingredients. Does that make sense? They're manufactured. So companies, and mostly smaller companies that can't afford to pay someone under the table to keep things hush-hush, are just trying to protect themselves legally. So you'll see this on a lot of companies that put this on their packaging, like even NewsEst. We decided to do this on the protein because it's a smaller company and we don't want to risk because there's literally people out there that's all they do. They just look for companies to try and sue, to try and make money. Now, I can pretty much guarantee they can go to the bigger brands, like I'm just going to say like Post or Nestle or whatever, these big, huge brands. And these big brands have the money to pay off these people to not sue them. So instead of these people like trying to sue them, they're just going to pay them whatever. It's just chump change for these big companies and just keep them hush hush. Don't sue. Don't make a big deal out of it. I mean, I can guarantee that's how a lot of things are handled these days. And the person, they're totally fine with it because, or these even law firms, they're like, cool, we're just going to take the money. We won't say anything. And you can go on with your business. Again, smaller companies, they don't have the money to pay $1 million, $2 million and just be like, yeah, just don't, you know, say anything. And really, they're doing right by us. These smaller companies, they are doing their due diligence. So many other companies put this, I know, like Truvani, I've seen her do it. I've seen all these other health food brands that are actually really legit that I consume. They're putting this on their packaging because, again, they're smaller brands. They're not owned by the umbrella companies. They're not owned by Nestle or Post or whatever. And they're owned by, you know, maybe a mom and pop, maybe they're owned by just a husband and wife. And so they want to protect themselves legally by these people in law firms that are just really money hungry. I will get off my soapbox right now. But anyways, now in addition, now alcohol is also on this list stating substances that causes cancer. However, the Proposition 65 warning is not required to be on alcoholic beverages. Though they do have a different warning, there is far much more lead in fruits and vegetables than there are in natural food products, but it's not required to label them as such. So are you ever going to see a warning on a sweet potato? Are you ever going to see a warning on a bag or package of spinach? No. You think about it. And they have far more lead in those products than in any kind of other supplement or thing that you would buy from a brand. So just keep that in mind, right? And again, I want back to the alcohol thing. How come alcohol doesn't require this Proposition 65 warning? But it's on the list of substances that causes cancer. I digress. So it's not required to label vegetables with this because vegetables is like its own entity. And I mean, how can you sue a company because of the vegetable situation? I hope this bite of knowledge was insightful. Pass it on. And I hope that you can now be a little bit more relieved when you see this label on a food label or non-food label. So before I knew about this, I mean, this was years ago. I mean, I freaked out myself. I was like, what the heck? But now I see it and I don't even bother. I'm like, whatever. I know what's going on behind the scenes here. So it does not freak me out at all. I could care less, honestly. So anyways, thanks for listening, guys. I will see you this Wednesday. And also, real quick, if you do enjoy this show, I do encourage you to give this a quick 5-star rating and review. It truly helps the show. It's a free way to support. It takes like 2 seconds. And of course, I love reading your reviews and knowing what you like, what you want to see more of. So definitely put some suggestions in the box, in the review as well. Thanks for listening to this episode of Digest This. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review in your podcast app to let us know. If you're ever wondering how you can support me and this podcast, sharing it with your friends and family is the best way. This is a Resonant Media production produced by Drake Peterson and edited by Mike Fry. To email the show, message us at digestthispod@gmail.com. See you next time. The content of this show is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not a substitute for individual medical and mental health advice and does not constitute a provider-patient relationship. As always, talk to your doctor or health team first.